fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the third day of November, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance here at Republic Broadcasting with the beginning of our live broadcast Monday through Friday. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip today, I'm going to ask Randy for some help on this, expanding on it, is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Randy Parker. Randy and his wife helped put together the excellent location down in near Harrison, Arkansas, the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Is Leah with you this morning?
Not yet. No, sir.
Okay, well, she'll join us when she can. Randy, I don't know how much conscious thought you've given to this, but I know from my visit at Arkhaven that you already have in place what I suggested, that your team members, the people that work at Arkhaven, work together, that they recreate together, and they pray together. That's already been taking place for a number of years, hasn't it, sir?
It has, yes, sir. Since our inception, we saw the need to come together at times. Some people come at different times than others, but just last night we had a weekly men's group, a Bible study and prayer meeting, and there are several of those that go on each week. And we also meet to for educational purposes, to learn different skills. And we have a system of communication to where we'll post if someone needs particular help with something, and there's always plenty of help for that as well.
I think that I have a limited knowledge of the Amish community, but the Amish community certainly practices these things themselves, don't they, sir?
They do. It's impressive. It's impressive how they work together, and it's just a normal thing for them. And I think there's a lot to be learned about their discipline and their way of life.
Absolutely, there is. Well, I agree, absolutely. There's some things that are pretty tough for most Americans to even consider wrapping their brains around. But the Amish, one of my investigations, I had to visit an Amish school, elementary school, and there was about 25 students in there, boys and girls, and it was a dramatic difference between these youngsters and youngsters in a regular American public school. They were all well-behaved, paying attention. They all had excellent complexions. The young teens had no pimples or zits because of their diet that they consume. It was a dramatic difference. Have you had that experience yourself, Randy?
We have, not only with the Amish, but also the Mennonite families, but it's just amazing the difference there.
Well, I refer to the Mennonites as Amish with cars. There probably are other differences, but that's how I characterize them in kind of a shorthand version. Randy, what you and Ken and others have put together there at Arkhaven is pretty phenomenal. It's being done right. It's been done enough years that you have a track record that people know exactly what they're getting into when they check it out. And it's something that I would like to see duplicated in other parts of the country, wouldn't you, sir?
I would. In fact, we hear and sometimes communicate with other groups that are trying to do, for the lack of a better term, an Arkhaven where they live, and it's encouraging. People need people during this time.
Absolutely. Well, myself and others are talking about how to protect young boys and girls from the draft. It looks like the draft is about to begin again. I don't know if you've heard my third-hour guest on Fridays, Marie Lassiter, or not, but she serves on the draft board of Texas County, Missouri, which is, from you, would be about maybe a three-hour drive away, something like that. Regardless, she knows when she first started serving that the draft board met once a year. Then that was increased to once more frequently, several times a year, and now it's once a month. And she believes in her heart that they're getting ready to restart the draft, and this time it'll be both boys and girls, not just the young men, as we've always done. There's probably some discussions among folks you know about with similar considerations, aren't there?
There are, yes, sir. It's a daunting time in our country, and nothing would surprise me.
Well, I just read this morning that the U.S. Army is dramatically increasing the number of recruiters they have all over the country. They're not meeting their recruitment goals. None of these services are. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force. They simply aren't meeting their recruiting goals. Of course, they got a big problem. The following, here's the problem they have. Out of every 100 young men or women that could join the military, only 20 are eligible because the other 80 are too fat, too dumb, too drugged up, or too many criminal convictions, or a combination of the above. That last 20%, guess who wants them? The Fortune 500, don't they?
Yes.
It's hard for the military to compete against what the Fortune 500 offers, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. Yeah, we are, our military has been in trouble for a long time, and since the pandemic, I think it's even got worse.
It has. It has, absolutely. And the guys and gals in there, they're getting out. They're not finishing their 20-year commitment. They're getting out when their time is up. And they're not letting the door hit them as they walk out the door. They're just, they're gone. They've had enough of it. Many men and some women have had multiple combat deployments to Iran and or Iraq and Afghanistan. Iran hasn't happened yet, at least that we know of. And they've had enough of this. And the National Guard is used up and wore out. The equipment's used up and wore out. The men are used up and wore out. I know in Missouri, because of the National Guard being used up and wore out, both men and equipment, because of these ongoing, these never-ending wars, Missouri now has authorized official recognition and officially part of the chain of command, the Missouri Militia. Has Arkansas done a similar thing? Do you know, Randy?
We are slightly familiar with the Arkansas Militia, but they have increased in the last couple of 3 years.
Well, what these governors have figured out is that the National Guard is supposed to be ready to help in the case of floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, that kind of thing, civil disorder. Now, on one hand, on the other, they're used up and wore out, and not available to do those duties like they should. So Missouri has at least three militias I'm aware of, but one of them is affiliated and part of the Missouri state government. And many states have done a similar thing for the same reasons, haven't they, Randy?
They have. I think the militia here in Arkansas, the Arkansas Patriots, are assisting the governor whenever the need may arise.
Well, militia, because of the mass media, after the Oklahoma City bombing, militia, they attempted to give militia, that militia is a bad name, but that was a long time ago, that's 25 years ago. I think they're past that now. I know when I was commander of the militia for St. Louis City and County, we called out our people because of three duck hunters that were lost in the Missouri River. And I got that call about 7 p.m. Before midnight, I had a Blackwater diver in the Missouri River looking for these guys. And the sheriff of that county was on the scene, and we had a tent set up providing hot meals for the relatives of the three lost duck hunters. And the sheriff looked left, looked right, and he said to my on-site commander, he says, "Next time this happens, I'm calling you guys because the Highway Patrol cannot possibly respond this fast." That was quite a compliment, wasn't it?
It was, my friend, it was. In fact, the Highway Patrol, along with other official offices, are overworked, and the manpower that they have is diminished because of the money's being given to them or held back from them.
That's right. I know in Missouri, they're having trouble filling up classes for young recruits to become new highway patrolmen, young women also, as far as that goes. But getting back to Arkhaven, it's a large area. It's how many acres and how many square miles?
We have under 4,000 acres. It's about 6 to 8 square miles of land.
That's a huge area. It's bigger than most towns in Missouri. Most towns in Arkansas are not nearly that big. Typically, 1 or 2 square miles at the most for the hundreds of small towns that are around Missouri and Arkansas. So it's a vast area that has good elevation. And let's talk a little bit about the Arkansas Missouri Ozarks. In this case, the Arkansas Ozarks, relatively short, relatively mild winter compared to areas just you get a few hundred miles north. Winter gets dramatically different and a lot worse, doesn't it?
It does, yes, sir. My wife and I both are from the southern region, and when we saw the four true seasons here in the Ozarks, it was really something that we look forward to living in. It's been wonderful.
Well, if you go due north from Arkhaven, about a 5-hour drive straight north, you start running into snow fences. Have you ever seen snow fences? You've been that far north?
We have, but I haven't seen it that much in my life.
Okay.
I tried to avoid it other than snow skiing.
And another hour or two drive north of that, you'll notice, and it shocked me when I first saw them, gates on the entrance ramps of the and the exit ramps of the interstate highways. Have you ever seen those?
I have, yes, sir.
Well, I was shocked the first time I saw those. Man, they must really get some serious winter up here. Gates to force people off the highway, gates to prevent people from getting on the highway, and despite having excellent snow removal equipment. But in your part of the world, Harrison, Arkansas, Arkhaven, you get a little bit of snow, maybe an ice storm here and there, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just depending on the year, sometimes we get a couple of good snows, sometimes 6 inches, sometimes a foot, but it doesn't last as long as it does in other places, and so it makes it very palatable.
Absolutely. Well, I know here where I live in the Missouri Ozarks, went for about 5 winters in a row where the total snow accumulation for all 5 winters was maybe 2 inches, 2 or 3 inches for all 5 winters combined. And we got a little bit more winter the last 2 winters, but there's still nothing. People in Minnesota and Michigan, they make fun of what we call winter. So we have a relatively mild, relatively short winter. Our summers are hot and humid. That's just part of it. And we have a really great spring and a really great fall, don't we?
We do, yes, sir. It's beautiful. In fact, it's one of the things that really attracted us to the Ozarks. It's just a gorgeous place to live.
Tell us about the wildlife that's at Arkhaven. What's all the different wildlife as far as what you can just look at just for fun, like birds, and what's good for harvesting for meat?
Well, right now we're getting ready for our fall deer season, and so we also have a fall turkey season. Wild hogs can be harvested year-round. You have squirrels and turkeys and all different types of birds. If you go a little south from us, there's a viable elk population that they've reestablished over the last 25 years. It's just for an outdoorsman. There's trout fishing that's world class, bass fishing, any type of fishing. The lakes and the water bodies that are around us are some of the best in the nation. And any type of waterfowl sports, from ducks to doves to geese, it's just so plentiful here.
Absolutely. Well, it's a different culture. Locally, a young man and a young woman that I know, teenagers, they had their first date last week, and their first date was to go squirrel hunting. It's a whole different culture, isn't it?
It is. That's the way we kind of grew up. Frog gigging and being on the water bodies and out in the woods is just a way of life that people really enjoy and look forward to.
Absolutely. Well, there's different situations at Arkhaven. There's families who have built homes and live there full time, families who are in the process of building a home, and others who just own land and haven't started construction yet, aren't there?
You know, people's timelines are all different on how they transition. Some people are on a 2-year plan, some people on a 3-year plan, some people have even bought land as a second place, a vacation home or a travel spot. And so there's all different types of people that come here for different reasons. The ultimate reason is for sustainability. And so we are quickly moving into that position. In fact, it's even changed since you've been here. The new community building is being erected right now. Only the foundation was done when you were here, but there's all types of stuff consistently going on.
Absolutely. Well, there's a vetting process that goes both ways. The prospective owners of real estate, they vet Arkhaven to see if there's a good fit, and the folks at Arkhaven, they vet a prospective property buyer to see if they're a good fit. That goes both ways, doesn't it?
It does. We want to make sure everyone's a good fit.
Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Did you know? know, the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Website is thelibertyman.com. Veterans Day is a week from tomorrow. I'm beginning the Veterans Day sale immediately. That would be $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment right now. You can place your order using PayPal at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free hour line using Visa and MasterCard. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Randy Parker, we're discussing the Arkhaven, which there were some Civil War battles fought on the premises of Arkhaven, weren't there, Randy?
There were some skirmishes. In fact, before the Battle of Pea Ridge, you had lots of skirmishes in this area, and there are artifacts and different things that actually commemorate that in our area.
I don't think anybody's found a Civil War bayonet and on the premises, but that's certainly a possibility, isn't it?
It is, yes. Anywhere in the South where you've had a lot of activity, it's very interesting on the artifacts that can be found. But yeah, we're looking forward to hopefully finding something like that.
That would be great. A little bit of maybe set aside some kind of shelf in the community center where buttons or cannonballs or things could be displayed. It's not going to be much, but you never know what you're going to find. You start using a metal detector, right?
That's right. Yeah, treasure hunting is fine, and the history of the area is so plentiful. It's wonderful to grab some of the museum books and look at all the back history of the area.
I don't know about Arkansas in the Civil War, but in Missouri, there were more battles and skirmishes in Missouri than any state in the United States when it came to the Civil War. These Ozark Hills are ideal guerrilla warfare territory, aren't they?
They are. They're when we have military people look at it, and they always comment on the way that it's structured.
Right. Absolutely. Well, hopefully we won't need to put into practice that reality. But if we, you know, we don't know what history is going to throw at us, do we?
We do not. Yeah. But we're praying for the best.
Absolutely. We are praying for the best. All of us are doing that. Randy, how many miles of roads are there at Ark Haven?
Right now, we've developed about 12 miles of road.
Yeah, this is no small place, ladies and gentlemen. Thousands of acres, 12 miles of roads. The homes I saw were very beautiful, well-designed, well-thought-out, places that I would not be ashamed at all to call any of these places my neighbor. This everything's being done properly, isn't it, Randy?
It is. We've been very careful and taking our time to make sure that the development, is an appreciation development, and people's estates are aesthetically correct, and we don't get into their business, but at the same token, we make sure that we know what people are building, and we all communicate together and share openly our feelings about it, and without hindering a person's privacy or their desires, and it's worked out really well. Intentional planning, intentional neighborhood.
That's right. That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know many of my listeners, I'm always bumping into people who relocated to the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks because of myself and my show. In fact, I found out when I was in Indianapolis at the Red Pill event the summer of 2022 that G. Edward Griffin's son moved to the Ozarks because of myself and my show. It's very humbling to know people are making this kind of major lifestyle change, which is time consuming and very expensive because of my work, but they are. And people who locate to Ark Haven, they've made a major decision, which is expensive and time consuming, haven't they?
They have. You know, when you're talking about relocating from one part of the United States to the other, then that reeks of a certain level of expense. And when you're talking about moving to a raw acreage, then there's a lot to be done there.
Absolutely. And how many different states and how many different countries have people made commitments to Ark Haven, if you know?
I don't really know. I would be, we're always shocked at the amount of people that are from all over, but I know that we represent at least seven different countries, and from, I would say, just about every state in the United States, but I'm sure I'm wrong on that.
Well, maybe
I don't think we have anybody from the last.
Well, we got a week before you're back on the air with me. It might be good to find out how many of the 50 states are represented at Ark Haven. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll break.
Yes, we do that.
Hold on.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the third day of November. It is November. I went to bed last night in a warm, cozy home. Woke up in a warm, cozy home because my Liberator rocket heater is going full blast here in my living room. A wood-burning stove that has no smoke. Complete combustion. 99.5%. efficient, according to the EPA. EPA does some things right, believe it or not. A wood-burning stove that you can use either hardwoods or softwoods, pine and cedar, with no trouble, because you got 99.5% complete combustion. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We have stoves in stock, ready for immediate shipment. My Veterans Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Randy Parker. He's with the Arkhaven community down in near Harrison, Arkansas. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been looking for a development like this for decades, literally for decades. I've seen them come. I've seen them go. I've seen some really messed up attempts, quite frankly. But this is the real deal, and I fully endorse it. And I encourage anybody who's looking for a beautiful, safe place to live, to raise a family, to enjoy life, please consider the Ark Haven community near Harrison, Arkansas. As remote as this is, Harrison, Arkansas has the things that most normal human beings need. There's no Saks Fifth Avenue or Neiman Marcus in Harrison, but for most normal human beings, everything you need is right there, isn't it, Randy?
It is. And for the ladies, as my wife always says, you're very close to a Walmart. And for medical facilities, if you need that, of all sorts, natural and functional. But you have all of your shopping and eateries and schools and everything that you can think of. Of course, most of our people homeschool.
Yeah, the homeschool movement had the biggest increase ever during the COVID crisis, didn't it, sir?
It did. And I tell you, in the state of Arkansas, you know, if you're a homeschooler, you can also be a walk-on on athletics on any other school program. In fact, we have a young lady who runs track, and she runs with school meets all over.
Absolutely. Well, now Missouri has taken measures to make sure that mentally ill boys cannot enter girls' competition in sports in high school and college. Has Arkansas done something similar? Do you know?
I can't speak on that logically. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I would expect that Governor Huckabee would certainly fully support something like that. She's a great governor, isn't she?
Yeah, she's done a good job. We were very impressed with her latest move on not allowing China to buy land in Arkansas.
That's a smart move. And people on the left coast and the east coast, they refer to us as flyover country. We're sort of like the rabbit who doesn't want to be thrown to the brambles. We know how wonderful the brambles are, don't we?
Yeah.
We got a caller here. Randy, we got Kenny in Texas. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, I got a question. I've just caught bits and pieces of this Ark Haven y'all have going there in Harrison. I'm pretty familiar with Harrison. My mother lives there. Beautiful neighborhood, beautiful country. But what's the age bracket on people you have moving in there? What's the average?
Well, we have people that are just starting families that are in their early 20s. We have people that are in their late 80s. So we've had just a wide plethora of people from retirees to just starting working. I mean, just it's a total mix. And that's a great question, though. Thank you for asking.
Okay, mm-hmm. I've got several questions, if you don't mind, John.
Well, we got the time. Go ahead, Kenny.
For the younger people, now is this just trying? Are you trying to have a self-sustained community, or what's your goal there?
Yes, the ultimate goal is for people who are homestead-driven to have their homestead, and then we also have co-op areas that we create and teach sustainability for those who need that. We've got some people that have been doing it all their life and that are professionals as far as growers and animal husbandry and other type of self-sustainable skills. But for the ones who are novice, who haven't done it since they were kids, we also have programs for that to help teach if they desire that.
Okay. Yeah, see, I've just caught bits and pieces of, I think you was on last week, or I don't know when you first started coming on, but I was catching bits and pieces of this. And I actually just bought property down by Russellville, Arkansas. And I was telling my wife, I go, well, this guy's, we've been looking for a place that, you know, where you can kind of be in a community, but not a cult.
Yes.
That, you know what I'm saying? you get into a lot of community. We've checked out several that you turn into a hippie organization. They're all out there smoking marijuana and having their little fiestas, and you know, I guess that's the way they want to live. It's the way they want to live. But you know what I'm understanding about yours, you've got, you're not, I mean, I'm not saying you're that way, I'm just pointing it out, that's what you run into. And I guess my next question would be, what's average cost of the land that you're selling off there, or as your people are buying in? Can you put that over the radio? Just an average per acre?
Sure, sure. Yes. You know, you're right about most communities. We've also investigated communities, and most of them fell miserably for a lot of different reasons, and that's not what we envisioned or what the father downloaded. We want a intentional neighborhood. We don't dictate denominations. We're not in your business. But there's a 5-acre minimum, and the land is $10,000 an acre. This, when you buy land, you also have access to what we call co-op land, and that co-op land is where people can raise cattle together, goats and sheep together, where they can grow food together. There's a community buildings. There's our creek systems that are good for swimming and fishing, community ponds. So you get a lot more than just your own land.
Yeah, I understand. And your price, you know, I'm a truck driver, but over the years, I'm kind of a hobby investor in land, you know. But your price is right for the area, because I've recently looked at, my mother lives in Harrison. I thought, well, I'll buy some over there by her. Your price is right. That's a going rate around that area. Unless you get over towards Springdale, then it goes way out of the world. But yeah, you got a good price on it. That's a fair price, I should say, for that area.
Thank you so much, Matt.
And
thank you so much. You know, if you're buying a large tract of land, you obviously can whittle that price down. But if you're in an area where you're buying 5, 10, 15 acres, and then that's on the money. But we're, you know, when you're talking about road construction and the infrastructure that's needed to make it a viable intentional neighborhood, then it's really not that much money at all. If anyone's ever bought raw land and tried to develop the infrastructure, you can lose your budget really quick there.
Yes, sir. I'll say this. Russellville down there, Atkins, Arkansas, I bought 5 acres, give 25, but I got a heck of a deal on it. It's pasture land. It's not a hillside, but I could easily today sell that land for $10,000 an acre, easily. And what you're saying, yes. I know what you're real fair on your price. You're not out of line at all on it. And I was going to comment something else. I was just lost my train of thought there. But,
that's okay, Kenny. Yeah. You're welcome to call back anytime.
Yeah, well, let me say one more thing, what he's saying there. I had 400 acres just north of Lebanon, Missouri, up there by Montreal. John, you might be familiar with that. I bought that when I was 20, and my dad said I was a nut. He goes, what are you doing? And you know what land up there by Montreal, Lebanon area sells for today? Well, I sold that been about 15 years ago, and I skinned a fat cat on it. But if people ask me to divide it up, and just what he's saying, the infrastructure and stuff to sell it off in 10-acre, 20-acre parcels was crazy expensive. I was better to sell and let somebody else develop. So his 10-acre parcels there, or $10,000 an acre, is a really fair price. And I'll get off here and let y'all continue on, but I want to learn more about you. I may be interested.
Well, go to my website, Kenny. Go to my website.
That.
There's a lot of details there at my website, Kenny.
Oh, one more question. A website. Do you have a website?
Yes, you'd go to John Moore Liberty Man website, and then it gives you a link how to contact us from there.
Okay. Sounds great.
YouTube channel too, Randy. Eric Kenning. They have a YouTube channel also.
Okay, let me check it all out then. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kenny. We appreciate the call.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for your questions.
The call number is 512-248-8252. Kenny sounds like an excellent candidate for RCAP, doesn't he?
He does, and I can't tell you the amount of people that that we've come in contact with that has bought land in Branson or other parts of Missouri or Arkansas, and when they find that there is actually a neighborhood of like-minded people that they can join, they'll actually sell it and join here. And we would love to meet Kenny and his family.
Well, I have people call me. I do private consultations, and people interested in moving near Branson or Lake of the Ozarks, and I say, don't do that. You don't want to be right near the Lake of the Ozarks. You don't want to be right in Branson. At least a 15-minute drive from either place. Both places are basically filled up with city people that really aren't part of the Ozark culture, are they?
They're not. In fact, my wife and I lived in Branson, Missouri for 21 years, and we felt like the Lord was telling us to find a different place for our family back in 2015, and that's when our journey actually began. And of course, my good thing, my wife started awakening me in early 2001, and the journey began for us there as well.
Well, the very, very beginning of Arkhaven was with Ken Updegrove in 1971. It sounds like more than half a century ago, doesn't it?
It does. I tell you, when my wife introduced me to Ken, it was amazing. I'd never met a man who had held on to a vision for so long, really to the detriment of everything in his life. I just thought, well, I kind of put off meeting him. But when I did, we found that a lot of things that we believed aligned, and God orchestrated us to come together and to be able to make the vision that God had given a reality, and it's exciting to watch Ken's face when we do that. Ken is our founder, and we give him praise, and we're thankful that the Lord put him in our life.
Absolutely. Well, when I visited there a few weeks ago, we had an excellent tour of the real estate there, the land, the roads. Now that the leaves are falling off the trees, the views from some of those spots must be really spectacular.
They are. In fact, I'll let my wife comment on that. She's a view person. She likes the high places. And
we have one mountain that has a 360 view, and we call it Prayer Mountain. It's absolutely beautiful. So the views are stunning here.
I was up there on Prayer Mountain. It's a beautiful place with the leaves on the trees. I can imagine the leaves being off the trees in that 360 view. It would be really spectacular, and obviously it is. How far off can you see in the 360 there, Leah? Do you know?
You can see, probably Randy says about 70 miles, but you can see all the way into Missouri and a long way into Arkansas. It's absolutely amazing.
It is, absolutely. So how have the fall colors been down there so far?
Wow, the weather and the little cold front that we had just really made it pop. I was commenting to a couple of people that it's been one of the most beautiful falls that I've seen in a long time.
Well, that's one of the reasons people like the Ozarks is because of the fall colors. And we get a lot of tourists. I know in my neighborhood we get a lot of motorcycle tours when the weather's decent, and sports car tours, the same thing. I know my area, and probably yours also, is probably featured in a lot of national magazines for the beauty of the foliage and the terrain. Aren't they, Leah?
Absolutely. I know that Branson, we're kind of in a lull right now, but it's about to pick up. My parents come up usually every year. It's just a beautiful time to look forward to. Blanketed mountains in color. You just can't you can't really tell people. They just have to experience it.
Absolutely. Well, Leo, if a person wants to come to Ark Haven, what social activities would they have easily and readily available?
Well, there's lots of outdoor activities. I mean, we're right beside lakes. You know, we've got Table Rock and Bull Shoals, and there's lots of wonderful fishing and mountain climbing, rock climbing, natural beauty. For ladies, if you want to go to the shows, you've got Branson, and they're not just, you can see good quality shows like the Sight and Sound Theater. You can do just about anything you want.
Amazing, amazing. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Randy, Colonel Davy Crockett traveled from Tennessee to the Alamo. He most likely went through Arkansas. It'd be interesting to find out how close he came to Arkhaven, wouldn't it?
It would. Well, we love that kind of history.
Absolutely. And Colonel Donovan from Missouri, we have a county named after Colonel Donovan, he went to Texas also to help the Texans during the same period of time. He very likely came through your area as well. If you look at a map, you almost have to go near Arkhaven to get from Tennessee to Texas, or get from Missouri to Texas, don't you?
You do, yes. Yeah, it's some of the old history maps and the stories of that time period. It's phenomenal how the county and the area played into that.
I know I've looked at maps, 200-year-old maps of Missouri, and recognize that trails that were being used 200 years ago have become highways. So that's kind of interesting. But Arkhaven is an ongoing development. It's been around for more than half a century. We have people from seven countries. Many, we'll find out next week how many of the 50 states. The men and women I met there, they all appeared to be successful in their chosen careers, whatever that might have been. They appeared to be happy, normal people who want to enjoy life and enjoy America the way it was intended to be. Right, Randy?
Yes. Yes, we have a well-rounded group of people with all different walks of life, some that work from home, some that work in the area, but it's just an amazing place to come and live.
And you don't have to sacrifice a normal lifestyle. Regular electricity is available from the power grid. We have deliveries. Now, the Postal Service makes deliveries there also to people's homes.
Yes, a lot of people use P.O. Box for areas, but we also have regular postal electric.
And what about FedEx and UPS? Do they make deliveries there also?
They do. Yeah, they're out here daily.
Well, there you go. Randy, thank you. Leah, thank you. We'll have you back next week. We appreciate it. Okay, we have a top hour break. We'll be back with Pastor Evan Bell.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.